Hey, everybody. Welcome to the midweek edition of the Mailbag Show. It's where we take a look at these letters, email messages, in some cases even postcards, from people from all over the world, our listeners, who faithfully write to us. And you can also faithfully write to us here at Radio Havana, Cuba. Join the club, the Mailbag Club. We'll call it the Mailbag Club. It's in our international audience from around the world by writing to us at P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box, or P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address is radiohc at enetenet.cu. That's radiohc at enet.cu. Tell us what you think in 25 words or less. Or you can even go over 25, maybe 30 words. What you think of our programming, how you like us, how you don't like us, what we can do to make our programming a little more listener-friendly. We'd like to hear from you. Let us know how reception is in your area, too. If you can pick us up and put us right back down again, anything you'd like to say, we want to hear from you. It's real important to get these letters. And we get some here from all over the world. We'll get to them here in a minute. I'll give you the addresses again in a few minutes at the end of the program, toward the end of our program today. And you, too, can be on the Mailbag Show. That's right. We'll feature your name and not an address, but we'll tell people where you are if you want us to. Now, you can write to us, too, and say, hey, you know, don't mention my name, but here's my comment. Here's what I think. And that's important, too. So we'll do that. Either way, here we go. Let's go right here. Now, it's Jeffrey Lambert in the United States has written to us. First one out of the mailbox this morning. Here is a calendar, he says. Thank you very much. I got your calendar, and it's very nice. It has all the dates and months and stuff there on it. He got our pocket calendar, and he wants to thank us, too, for the frequency guide. All right. Thank you very much. Jeffrey Lambert here writing to us, letting us know he got his pocket calendar, and he puts it right in his pocket, and now he knows what day it is. Okay. And also, here's something from Guyana, not too far away here from us. It's Thomas Patrick. Patrick is his last name. Thomas writes to us. He says, thanks a lot for sending your news again after a long time. Let me share some of my comments to you. He says, dear friends at Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm glad to inform you that I continue to listen to your broadcasts now on the Internet. I've been listening since the 1970s when Anna Kovac, Langston Wright, and other voices were the hosts. However, the new announcers that have been incorporated to your staff are very professional. Oh, well, thank you. And friendly as well. Okay, well, thanks, Thomas. Thomas Patrick, the check is in the mail to you for your nice comments to us all the way from Guyana. Thanks. It's been a long-time listener to Radio Havana, Cuba. Glad to know that you like our programming and keep in touch with us here. You haven't written to us in a long time here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Okay, here's a letter from Australia, from Down Under. It's Dennis Martin. He first contacted us back in the 80s, the 1980s, so about 30 years or so ago. And he wants to say he is still listening to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks, Dennis. Dennis Martin in Australia, a longtime listener to Radio Havana, Cuba. And we've got something here from a listener in Canada. It is Philip Anderson. This is his first time he's written to us. He says, hello, I'd like to inform you that I just finished listening to your program, DXers Unlimited, in English for the first time. Reception quality was very good. He said he picked it up inside the house, didn't have to go outside. He was right there inside the house using an old Zenith with an internal antenna, an old Zenith radio there. Okay, well, thanks, Philip. Philip Anderson, a listener in Canada, writing to us for the very first time, and he said he listened to us for the first time in DXers Unlimited, the program with Arnie Coro. All right, thanks. And let's see, you also said here that, Philip, you listened to us on 6,000 kilohertz, and we will be sending you a QSL card to verify your reception report. Mm-hmm. I think we have another reception report here, too, from Nguyen Tran Tam. He is in Vietnam, and he writes to us. He also listens to us on 6,000 kilohertz and on the frequency of 17,730. Signal strength was weak to fair there in Vietnam. Not real good, but he could pick us up there on 17,730. Nguyen Tran Tam writing to us all the way from Vietnam. Thanks so much for writing to us here at Radio Havana, Cuba. Hey, you've tuned in to the midweek edition of the Mailbag Show. We're heard twice a week here. We have the midweek edition, this one right here that you're listening to, and then we have the weekend edition on Sundays when Irma comes over from the correspondence department and joins me here in the studio, and we read your letters, both of us, on the air on Sundays. So you can listen to us twice a week and write to us, Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address, radiohc@enet.cu. I'll give them again as we get closer to the end of the program. Let's get more letters here in. We have something from Christian Thurhost. He writes to us from Europe, and he listened to us pretty good quality. On the reception here, it's 5444 on a scale of 5, writing to us from Germany. Thanks for writing all the way from Germany. Christian Thurhost, who logged on at 0411 UTC on June the 24th, just a few days ago. Okay, thanks, Christian. And we've got a letter here from Michael Cullen, a friend who resides in the United States. His message here says, it's difficult to be picking you up lately. The signal in my area isn't very good. I often listen at 6,165 kilohertz or 6,000 kilohertz. But as of late, the transmissions have been somewhat inconsistent. He says, I use a Grundig desk radio indoor antenna, and I presume that doesn't help, he said. He says he gets a good signal sometimes at night and enjoys the programming. He's a fan of Arnie Coro's segment on Shortwave Enthusiasts. That's DXS Unlimited. Okay, well, thanks, Michael. Michael Cullen, sorry your reception isn't real good lately. Hopefully it'll improve propagation, and atmospheric conditions will be better for you up there in the United States. And all the way from Italy, here's Gabriel Soma, who is one of our many shortwave listeners in Italy, over there in Europe, says, Dear Radio Havana Cuba staff, on June the 19th, I had the pleasure of listening to your radio station and sending you a reception report. If possible, I'd like to receive a QSL card, and I thank you in advance. Okay. We will send you a QSL card. Those are the reception reports, the confirmation of your reception, and we send them out to our listeners who write to us and tell us a little bit about the program that they heard, this frequency, the date, and we confirm that and send them out. So we'll send you one. Gabriel Soma, writing to us from Italy, listening to Radio Havana, Cuba. And here's a good friend of ours who hasn't written in a while, Richard Chen in Trinidad and Tobago, closer to home here in the Caribbean. Richard says he wrote to us lately. He hasn't written to us lately, he says. He would be listening to our annual philatelic contest, and he will be listening to that on Sunday because that'll be on again, the World of Stamps, every other week, every other Sunday with Lena Valverde. He likes stamps. He's a stamp collector. That's why. Richard Chen, thanks for writing to us there, all the way in Trinidad and Tobago, nearby here in the Caribbean. And one of our many listeners in India, here's Mohammed Shamim, who writes to us quite often. He listened on the frequency of 7,380, directed to the African continent. That must be 7,380, I don't think is correct. I'll check that and check that out for you, Mohammed. Mohammed Shamim, writing to us on the 25-meter band, we broadcast on 11,880. And that's probably what he meant there. I don't know why he had 7380 here, because we're 11,880 kilohertz on the 25-meter band over there in Africa. And he can pick us up all the way in India. It just keeps on going from Africa and across the rest of the continents there in India. Thanks, Mohammed. Mohammed Shamim, writing to us here on Radio Havana, Cuba. And let me give you the addresses again so you can join the crowd of people who write to us here at Radio Havana, Cuba. It's P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address is radiohc@enet.cu. That's radiohc@enet.cu. Let us know how you pick us up. Any reception reports that you'd like to give us, we are pleased to be getting them, and any questions you might have or suggestions on how we can improve our programming for you. We'd like to hear from you, and we'll be on again on Sunday with a new mailbag show with Irma from the Correspondence Department. Don't forget to listen to us next week at the same time and frequency for another program of The Mailbag Show right here on Radio Havana, Cuba.